Welcome to the Diamonds Forever 31 Thursday News. I am Lily, and today is January 2nd, 2014. Wow, beginning of a new year, lots to come. The blog spot is diamondsforever31.blogspot, and that's diamonds with an S. And the email is diamondsforever31@yahoo.com. The call-in number is 209-255-1000. The PIN is 883-267. Again, that's 883-267-POUND. Our replay line is 209-255-1099. Same playback number, 883-267-POUND. Today's call is 101. So if you're going to listen to today's call, it would be 101. Last week's call, or last December 31st call, is number 99. That was Vivian the Arcturian. Franco Di Nicola was number 97. And call number 102 is Lei Ping Li. Lei Ping Li, number 102. So be sure for the international callers to please go to the diamondsforever31.blogspot to look up your country code and the number. We look forward to hearing your thoughts. Please email as well. Give us your input. Elizabeth.
Thanks, Lily, for that. Yes, go ahead.
I'm just making sure I cover everything. What I don't, you fill in.
No, did you get then the email would be diamonds with an S forever 31 at yahoo.com.
Yeah.
And yes, so thanks for that. Thanks a lot. And Happy New Year, everybody, 2014. We had quite a good year in my opinion 2013, and it'll ramp up in 2014. So welcome to the 30-minute world news update, Diamonds Forever. Well, we're going to have lots of good guests coming up, and it's been a while since we just did a call with all the other who you really are and we really are diamonds, and we're Diamonds Forever, we're Limitless call. We've been having lots of guests lately on the Saturday extended call, but that's okay. I'm working on a really, really cool one, a galactic one that's going to be really good. I'm not going to say right now, but let's just cross our hearts and, you know, hope for the best. It would be awesome. And we're working on some changes for the new year for the call. We extend the audience worldwide in a wider audience. So I think we'll still keep this call, but we're going to join in with other avenues just to extend the audience, because we are in it to wake people up and to help each other, and we help each other on that ride. So fasten your seatbelts for 2014. Let's start out with the Pope's Christmas message that has lots of signs and wonders in it. Makes you wonder if I'll read a little bit of it. And he alludes in this short little message to everything that we are going into in the golden age. If you have studied any of these changes that are happening now, and you know, so let's just let this encourage you. Pope's New Year's message stresses strength, courage, and hope. Vatican City, Pope Francis laying out his hopes Wednesday for the just begun year, which that was yesterday, urged people to work for a world where everyone accepts each other's differences and where enemies recognize that they are brothers. And then quote, unquote, we are all children of one Heavenly Father. We belong to the same human family, and we share a common destiny, quote, Francis said, speaking from his studio window overlooking St. Peter's Square, jammed with tens of thousands of faithful tourists and Romans. quote unquote, this brings a responsibility for each to work so that the world becomes a community of brothers who respect each other, accept each other in one's diversity, and takes care of one another, the Pope said. Setting aside his prepared text for a moment, he expressed impatience with violence in the world. Quote, unquote, what is happening in the heart of man? Question mark. What is happening in the heart of humanity? Question mark. Francis asked, it's time to stop. He told the crowd this reflection was inspired by a letter he received from a man, maybe one of you, he's talking to the audience, who lamented that there are so many tragedies and wars in the world. And, quote, unquote, I, too, believe that it will be good for us to stop ourselves in this path of violence and search for peace, Francis said. In his remarks to the often applauding crowd, he also expressed hope that the gospel of brotherhood speak to every conscience and knock down the walls that impede enemies from recognizing that they are brothers. Almost done. The Catholic Church dedicates January 1st to the promotion of world peace, he says. Earlier during his homily at New Year's Mass in St. Peter's Basilica, Francis spoke of humanity's journey in the year unfolding and invoked what he said were words of blessing, explaining that they are strength, courage, and hope. Not an illusory hope. Illusionary hope, he's saying. It's not illusionary hope. This hope is real. Not an illusory hope, he added, based on frail human promises or a naive hope which presumes that the future will be better simply because it is the future. In his first year as Pope, Francis has charted a path for what he calls a poor church attentive to the needy. While offering New Year's wishes to the crowd in the square, Francis pressed his campaign on behalf of the downtrodden. We are also called to see the violence and injustices present in so many parts of the world and which cannot leave us indifferent and immobile, Francis said. There is the need for the commitment of all to build a society that is truly more just and united. Hearing the cry of peace from peoples who are oppressed by war and by violence, Francis prayed that the courage of dialogue and reconciliation prevail over the temptation for vendetta, arrogance, and corruption. Now, if you read that, you can know that he knows that we are going into the golden age. He knows lots of spiritual stuff, the deep stuff that we've been studying. You know, and he's trying to convey that to the world, the awake world, and the world that's not awake. So that's very encouraging to me, because we know in the bad boy world that the Vatican was the head of the bad boy world, but I think there was a change-up when the old one retired and the new one came in. So we'll just keep watching that. And also in the news, there are... Go ahead.
Oh, gosh. I'm sorry. Yeah. I just hit the button. Okay. The tale of two financial collapses. What somebody did was there's a YouTube video, and what they did is they posted a picture, and they combined Iceland and USA side by side, the tale of two financial collapses. Iceland, prime minister indicted. USA, zero criminal charges. Iceland, 200 criminal charges against bank execs. USA, banks bailed out. Iceland, allowed banks to fail. USA, execs given bonuses. Iceland, forgave homeowner debt exceeding 110% of home value. USA, millions of foreclosures. So what a contrast. You know, what's right about this? You know? And Iceland is a small country by comparison, but look at the contrast there.
Right. Next in the news, just regarding the media sect, MSNBC ratings plunge in Q2 2 of 2013, quarter 2. MSNBC has had a rough few months in the ratings. The network fell to a third place behind Fox News and CNN primetime viewers for the second quarter of 2013 and fourth place in the viewers across the day. Well, you know, CNN viewers have been plucking off too. People are going to alternative media. Other thing going on in the media is just this week some judge, what's his name, Judge Planatino?
Napolitano.
Napolitano, he has a mainstream media show on, I believe, Fox News, is it? Not, it's on the blog. It's on the Diamonds blog. You can go and listen to it. Well, for what he said, he got fired, and what he said, he came out with the truth. The people working in the media know how they lie to the public. They go by cue cards and everything. Well, consciousness is raising, and consciousness is raising in the media, too. So there goes Judge. He got fired. He called out the bad guys of the world, you know, the matrix we're in, and he got fired for it. But look for more of that. So the media is getting pounded right now, which is good. Also, sorry, I'm moving slow. Okay. There's some people standing up in different countries, more stories of that. Koreans standing up, and the picture is, wow, there's thousands, millions. Here's one, it looks like the Egypt picture on TV a couple years ago, right? Happening now, and this was last week, hundreds of thousands of South Koreans are participating in a general strike to protest the government's election rigging and union busting. And then also, I know in China, there was like 200 politicians that are, I think they left out. I don't know what they're standing up. They're protesting, too, in some way about their fraudulent voting in that country. And there's other stories of a lot of people standing up around the world. Here's one. Here's another one. This is in thousands of Cambodians protest in Phnom Penh's Freedom Park, calling for Prime Minister Hun Sen to step down. Protests in Phnom Penh came to a crescendo Sunday. Wow. So there's a lot of people standing up against their government, and this government system is fraudulent all around the world because we are the government, we, each of us. Anyway, we'll see as that goes along. Susie, you want to? We do have the Benjamin Fulford report. I'll touch on that. You want to bring in the Sun story?
Yeah. Okay. This is 30th of December, 2013. The Sun has fully flipped upside down with its north and south poles reversed to reach the midpoint of solar cycle 24. NASA has said the magnetic fields have once again started moving in opposite directions to begin the completion of the 22-year-long process, 22 years, which will culminate in the poles switching again. A reversal of the sun's magnetic field is literally a big event, said NASA's Dr. Tony Phillips. The domain of the sun's magnetic influence, also known as the heliosphere, extends billions of kilometers beyond Pluto. Changes to the field's polarity ripple all the way out to the Voyager probes on the doorstep of interstellar space. To mark the event, NASA has released a visualization of the entire process.
And then I'll give you one for the Hubble telescope, too. And then we can tell, Susie, we'll just touch really quick on the astrology of yesterday, which is the Grand Cross, tells a sign and a wonder makes you wonder. It's a really good news if you understand it. And if you don't, we'll try to help you here a little bit. We don't understand it as much as the ones we hear it from. But here's just today, published January 2nd, two amazing cloudy super worlds spotted by Hubble telescope. I thought this was interesting. Two teams of scientists using NASA's Hubble Space Telescope have discovered thick cloud layers in the atmospheres of two nearby exoplanets, a warm Neptune, a super Earth. The study could help to identify potentially habitable Earth-like planets. The two planets are among the closest to our solar system found so far. Super Earths, these are what they discovered. Super Earths are planets with masses between that of Earth and Neptune. Because such planets aren't found in our solar system, their physical characteristics are still largely a mystery. Well, you know, they may be lying, but there may be some confusion in this truth story right here. There's some things that they're saying Hubble's seeing. They may be not telling the right story about it, but see, there's things out there they're not going to be able to deny pretty soon that everybody's going to see. What about that one? So in the astrology, we had something that we haven't, it was amazing. I guess the astrologers have been, they're like amazed. It's called a grand triune cross, where there was like four planets, the Earth, the Sun, the Moon. And, you know, Richard's been on the Diamonds call, and he does the astrology. And as we see what happens in the galaxies and the planets, and you learn what each of them mean, that's how it's going down here with the people. But major, major changes is what the astrology is saying. I mean, if you listen to Carl Jung, he's on the Diamonds Blogspot with the January astrology. He talks about a bend in the road on this in this month. Probably more exposure. At the same time, good things coming out, hopefully. The Farmers Claims Plan and all that. Federal Reserve going down. New money system coming up. Anything you want to add to that, Susie?
No. That's good.
Okay. All right, let's see. Oh, I wanted to read Benjamin. Let's touch on him. There's some things on the blog spot. Area 51 hides advanced symbiotic technology. That's an hour video of a whistleblower that just came out. Just know that this year, last year was the year of the snake. This year is the year of the green horse. I'll just read real quick. As the year of the snake culminates a year of shedding, there's a lot of rawness and bruises in the air. The task ending in 2013 is the job of releasing everything that no longer serves the new you that's been struggling to emerge from the skin of the past. January is the final month of the snake, when whatever you've needed to release that you haven't yet will be exasperated until you do. That's what the energies that are here. And oh, by the way, we're changing too. Our DNA is changing, and that has to do with the name of this call, Diamonds. We are carbon-based, and we're more than a three-strand DNA human being. We're more than that, way more than that. We are limitless. So on the final day of January, the green horse takes over from the snake, and in Oriental thought, green is the element of wood, which means structure is an issue this year. Numerologically, 2014 is a year of testing. Therefore, the green horse is likely to test your life structures and draw your attention to any gap that exists between the vast fertile fields of your creative imagination and the life you're living. And it's on the blog. It goes on a little bit more. So let's go over to the Benjamin Fulford report for December 31st for the Zionists. 2013 for the Zionists, the bad guys, 2013 was like 1944 was to the Nazis. And in Benjamin's report this week, he basically reviews the year of 2013 and gives specificness of the House of Cards, the bad guys, falling right in front of our faces. Particularly the 9/11 being exposed and all that. So it's a very good read and pretty short. So let me see. So let me just read the last part of it. With a government-issued currency, they give you $100 and you keep it. End of story. He's talking about the, well, let me go up to the Obama thing, he says. President Obama will also have to show he is the real deal by ending the death spiral of the U.S. economy. He can do this easily by treating the current U.S. dollar as a foreign currency because it's the Federal Reserve, and the Federal Reserve dollar is a private bank. It's not real for us. USA doesn't even have real money, but like President Lincoln was going to do when he got murdered, and Kennedy got murdered. Hopefully Obama can, but he won't get murdered. We go on to the golden age this time. Okay, so he can do this easily by treating the current U.S. dollar as a foreign currency and issuing U.S. government money instead of Federal Reserve Board debt instruments. This issue has been camouflaged by years with occultism, obscurantism, complex mathematics, etc., but is actually very simple. As things stand now, the family mafia that owns the Federal Reserve Board creates, say, 100 out of nothing and lends it to the government and the people. Lends it, right? So they give you $100 and you pay back 110. Even at zero interest, as we have in some places now, they give you $100 and you have to pay back 100. With a government-issued currency, they give you $100 and you keep it. End of story. Of course, if the government goes haywire and issues too much money, you will get inflation. If you want to spend money on beer or babes or other such things, you will have to work to earn it. However, government money can pay for things like public works, food, stamps, education, health care, and the military without the need for either taxes or debt. Okay, the international U.S. dollar payments system can continue independently of the United States if the other nations of the world, especially the BRICS nations, finally, the wish for so many people of the world is to see the mass murderers who have acted with impunity all these years arrested, put in handcuffs, and perp walked in front of the world's TV cameras to let everybody understand the nightmare is finally over. Also in 2014, the introduction of new energy sources. Life extension, that means our changing, our DNA changing. Life enhancement and other new wonders will continue to gain momentum. Future historians looking back will remember 2013 as the dawn of a new age for humanity and all the creatures of the planet. Okay, so it's a really good review and it encourages you that, yes. Okay. There's a lot more stories that are on here that you would want to really listen to on the blog, like the judge and the judge Napolitano, how to get fired from Fox in under 5 minutes. Well, that's what he did. So the link is on there. I put the link of Glenn Beck earlier this year holding up those key cards. That was very prominent going against the Matrix. And there's one that's with Dan Rather. Yes. Dan speaks out in a candid one-on-one interview, and this was the old one, August 24th. But these are signs that we're going to see starting more and more in the media. And there's lots more on this blog. I did a frenzy of blogging in the last 2-3 days. I think I've covered most of it. We look to see much more coming up, you guys. So anything I forgot that's pretty big? Lily?
Yeah. That's good for me.
And regarding the Iraqi denial, I did hear a little bit of intel yesterday that somebody is close with the good guys in the know and the inside of every side, I'll just say. They say that we'll see a government change this month, meaning government change that, you know, Obama will announce the new money, you know, a money that's a U.S. money that's backed by gold currency, gold and silver. So we'll see what happens, you guys. But we are changing definitely. Have you been feeling it? I've been getting pains in your body. I've been feeling really tired, dizzy, noises. I've been seeing things. Have you been dreaming vividly? I mean, all of that is going on. And don't be afraid when you feel strange things in your body. It's just you changing. Anybody at this time, the audience, would like to bring anything they would like to share? Anything? The floor is opened. Let me make sure you guys can unmute. Okay, I cleared the room. So anybody would like to come in now, just push the star button and the six button. Okay, Susie, anything you want to add? And we'll turn off the recording, see if anybody wants to come in after that.
No.
Then when, okay, don't forget our Saturday call at 1 p.m. Central this Saturday, Lei Ping Li. That should be a really good call. She has done some, she's been in the system going to court herself and you know, fighting against this monster, we'll say. And so that, you know, with the financial and the mortgage stuff. So we may get some good information and knowledge out of her. So I'm sure she will share lots. All right, let me stop the recording. And blessings of love, peace, and joy turning to bliss. We're going to happiness, you guys. Man, we're how could it get any lower? We're so oppressed, all of us. I'm sick of it. So anyway, onward to happiness and bliss. Till next time.